is WTBR, and today I have a wonderful show, Uplifting Light. You know, the world's kind of just a gruff place today. I have some wonderful people. One guy's like a half a person, Alan Barrows. He likes to be cut in half. He's got to move in a little bit. I have to.
I'm sorry.
I take out my director role. But we're going to have Alan introduce the people. What a great program they got going on at Shakespeare and Company. I read the article in the Beagle. And I got to tell you, you really got a wild imagination. That's all I'm saying. So go ahead and introduce the guys and we'll move forward.
All right. I'll let them introduce themselves.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm Pedro Reis. I'm the co-founder of the Circus Arts Conservatory and Circus Sarasota in Sarasota, Florida.
I am Chris Allison, a graduate of Clown College.
Good for you. And he's Alan Barrows, and he's been hanging around Shakespeare. I don't know what he's doing. He's making amphitheaters and beer gardens and all kinds. You can't be left alone. Tell us, first of all, tell us about the play. And Alan, start off with that. It was kind of your baby.
Well, what happened was, you remember the show Walk in the Woods that I did?
Yes, loved it.
22.
Yeah.
And so there was a person by the name of Robin Eldridge who wanted to introduce me and Pedro just to figure out what the collaboration might be. And so I was down in Sarasota taking Walk in the Woods down there, and I met Pedro, and I went to Circus Sarasota and was absolutely blown away by the circus. I mean, like, jaw-droppingly, breathtakingly so. So we went out for a beer afterwards, and I said to Pedro, listen, I can see a way that we could fold all the amazement that I'm feeling now about your circus into Elizabethan characters if they show up in this magical circus town. And Pedro said, it's going to take some convincing, because Shakespeare is Shakespeare and circus is circus. So that's been our job ever since, is try to see what the crossover is. And we have an ambassador in Chris who plays the clown who lives in the town, who has discovered Shakespeare on his own. So the idea is, these Elizabethans are leaving Stratford, where Shakespeare was born, and Shakespeare had already gone to London. And so they start walking down the road, and they come to this magical town about 3 days later, but Shakespeare's complete works have already been discovered, and Chris, or Larry as he's known in the play, has discovered it. So it's just a happy coincidence that these Elizabethans show up onto what is kind of like the back lot of circus. They're all getting ready to go and take their gig out on the road as well, at the same time as these Elizabethans who are on their way to London to try to be actors and professional actors. So they have scenes that pop up in reflection of the circus stuff, but really they're almost without words, and we're almost without words in amazement and astonishment and wonder and adoration and admiration of these circus acts. And Chris is very funny stitching all this stuff together, and because he's the one who's trying to make sense of these two worlds coming together. And Pedro is, you know, he's a real ringmaster when it comes to circus. So Pedro assembled all these folks from all over the world. This is an international gig. What countries are people coming from?
We've got Peru. We've got Hungary.
Canada.
Canada. We got Brazil.
We've got Cape Cod.
Yeah. Own country.
And Florida. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's an hour long show. There are a couple 11:30 a.m. shows. Most
I have to get those from you.
I'd like to get down and see it. Yeah. So we have most of the time it takes place at 2:30 in the afternoon, and an hour long. And I'll tell you, it's a jam-packed show. People leave feeling kind of transformed because it's a story of coming together. It's a story of really unity and what happens when people lean into their art. And it's a beautiful story. The kids are just going to be swept away with it. There was a kid who came into the lobby with her grandparents yesterday, and I said, "Are you here to see the circus?" And she said, "Yeah, I'm here to see." And she was 7, and I'm like, "Well, calm down, okay? Because it's not for a couple of days, and we still have to put the thing together."
The nice thing, Bill, especially the nice thing about the Shakespeare and the circus come together, is that it's truly for children of all ages. Absolutely, everybody's going to enjoy it. And that's really, really, really important that kids of all ages, grandparents, parents, kids, everybody's going to enjoy it together.
And you know, if I can tell all of you, something like that's really needed today,
There
because
you go.
everything is so dark and gloomy and backbiting. And thank you for doing it all. I know it's not been easy, but you know, I went to a thing that this guy had something to do with before, earlier on in the season. I'm not going to say. And if you'd have told the average Shakespearean scholar what he was going to do, they'd have laughed you out of Dodge. And it was called Shake Up Shakespeare. And I was myself, and I refer to my wife as the Polish princess. We were just mesmerized, entertained, and the time flew by. It was ending, and I went, how come?
Well, that concept is what we use for this. That this is, where Shakespeare meets circus. That was where Shakespeare met rock and roll. I just feel like, people still kind of hold their breath and grind their teeth because they think about, what they were forced to do in high school with Shakespeare. We just try to break it down and make it universal. And I'll tell you, with these circus artists, the way they have such majesty. I mean, everyone except Chris. But all the other ones, I mean, we have an aerialist, we have a seerwheel artist. I don't know if you know what a seerwheel artist is. It's that
No.
huge, it's like a, what is it?
Massive hula hoop.
It's like a massive 6-foot wide hula hoop. And this, and Shana rides this thing in a jaw-dropping way. And then we have a hand balancer and a juggler. I mean, these are all
Quick
people who,
change.
and a qu and quick change artists. So that's another crossover, right? Like, we in the theater are always looking for, quick change artistry to figure out how we can get in and out of costume faster. And
Don't
but
blink.
yeah,
Don't blink. You
right.
missed.
Yeah, but these folks, they've spent their whole lives these routines, except Chris. And so,
They are the best of the best. And I'm the worst of the worst of the best of the worst. Something
know, Chris, I can shut the camera
like,
off if you want to just whack him, and I'll turn the camera back on.
Somebody's gonna whack somebody over here.
Chris never perfects his routine because it never is perfect. But Chris is a perfectionist. And there's a great tradition of clown in Shakespeare. So I look at Chris's work, and you could take Chris and put him, right up against the best Shakespearean clowns. And the Shakespearean clowns back in the day, I mean, you
That's
think about
right.
it, they had bear baiting, I should say. They had bear biting,
I'd
they
rather
had
eat
people
the
biting.
bear.
It was a big job to keep the audience attention. They're not They weren't expected to be well behaved. They were eating mutton and drinking their mead and getting in fights and throwing vegetables. And I'm not saying we should get back to that, but the
Why?
job of the clown is really to drive the story forward. And Chris does it
Oh,
really, really
great.
well.
Come see me and I'll introduce you to the Elizabethan yo-yo. Yo-yo-yo.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Chris does. I don't want to overlook that. Chris also some acrobatic stuff, in addition to his
I'm not
clown.
just a pretty face, Bill. That's what my constantly accused of that. And they say it's because of my hair. I don't know if it's not. But you know what? And take this as I hope you all take it as a compliment, because that's how I'm saying it. You're taking Shakespeare from a stuffy old closet where he's been performed for years,
Yeah.
And you're making all he, I think, wanted to make was real life stuff.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
someone has captured him and put him in a closet.
That's right. It's those
What a
academicians or
term
whatever.
come
Yeah.
out of
That's right.
the
Yeah, that's right.
academia. I call it
Academia.
academia.
Yeah. No, but you know, Shakespeare, he was writing for the people. He was writing for those groundlings who were all standing
Exactly.
say leaning on the edge of the stage. And that, you know, Chris has got this interaction with the audience that is really off the charts. But Pedro, you know, Pedro has been doing this for decades, where assembling, and he also has another organization with Circus. I can talk about that.
Absolutely,
Yeah,
yeah.
Circus Arts Conservatory, which trains circus artists down in Sarasota. So he's got all these different endeavors going on. They're
Wow.
also in alignment because, you know, our tagline is performance education and training. That's
Right.
the tagline too. Circus
Right.
Arts Conservatory, performance education and training. So there's a lot of crossover. There's a lot of similarities. We just happen to do it with language, and they do it with all this amazing, you know, physical prowess.
Yeah. Well, you know, I haven't been to a circus since I was a kid, but I was totally mesmerized that I really didn't want to leave when it was over. I can remember my father said, "We have to go, Billy. It's over." And I said, "Well, we'll come back." And he said, "No." But
Yeah.
the artistry, and you're right, the artistry of the performers, the acrobats, and all of those tied in with Shakespeare. Again, brings what I, and I'm not a, please don't send me the hate mail. I'm not a Shakespearean scholar. Alan will tell you that. But what I do know about Shakespeare, back from high school and hanging around Shakespeare and company, Shakespeare was for the people, to entertain the people.
Right.
Right? I mean, and it was people I refer to, and I belong to this group, Joe and Mary Sixpack. You know,
Right.
but
Yeah.
not for the high holidays.
Yeah. I mean, there is quite a bit of Shakespeare in this, you know. I mean,
Yeah.
there's sword fighting, there are
Wow.
scenes that people, you know, but a lot of it is in reflection of the circus, like what's happening. And
Yeah.
by the end of it, you get kind of you get drawn into the life of this town too, somehow. Maybe I'm imagining
No,
too
it's
much. Yeah.
absolutely. I mean, the
Yeah.
whole thing is that you're in the back lot of the circus. I mean, it's their winter quarters, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, the other piece, too, that I applaud you, all of you, all of you. You can bring the kids.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
right. You can bring the kids. You know, my wife tutors for Vietnamese children to come over. So last year, we took them to the Jewish playwrights that coming up in the week after you guys.
Yeah.
And they were so I think we're going to take them to this I have to get clearance from the big boss.
Yeah.
She mentioned taking them once we read the article in the Eagle. I mean, that was a great article, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I send that to you? I gotta send that.
yeah
Yeah,
yeah
yeah.
but I mean, you know,
I
it's
send
just
you
what
mine, but it's all
the
marked up.
There you go. Not
Right.
just the little kids. We've got the grandkids bringing the older kids, you know, the 90-year-old kids.
Yeah. I think
78.
also the thing is, adults, you know, sometimes they have to realize that they can come on their own too. They don't
Yes.
just have to bring the kids,
Oh
you
no.
know.
And let me reinforce that because of Shake Up Shakespeare. Yes, go if you're an adult, you don't have any grandkids or kids, go anyhow.
Yeah.
Because you need this. You need this relief from what me Saint the Irish mother would say, the malarkey in the world.
Right.
And my father would have had another word, it wasn't malarkey. But actually, it was two words. But we need this. We
Yeah.
need this. Like I don't want to beat this horse to death, but I can't tell you how different people we were after we left Shakespeare, Shake Up Shakespeare. We were
Yeah.
happy and jovial and singing. and
Right.
whistling in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Alan's got a restraining order about me singing on Shakespearean grounds.
I see.
I think the adults, I think it's a great show for adults. The circus acts that Pedro's brought in are top notch.
Yeah.
The quick change act, people are not going to know. They're just going to be blown away.
Well,
The juggler is one of the best jugglers in the world right now.
oh,
I mean,
definitely.
really, it's an amazing show for everybody.
Yeah. And 1 hour long, really packed in a way that feels like it goes by in an
Oh, so
instant, but you
fast.
also feel like it's a new day when you come out of there. It's a
Now,
wild one.
where is this being performed?
In the Packer Playhouse.
Oh, okay. No.
So what happened was, Pedro came up this winter because he had to check to make sure that the theater could be rigged properly for all the stuff that the circus has hanging from it, right? Like you gotta say that the Packer Playhouse was, it wasn't necessarily built to withstand,
Oh.
all the demands of circus trapeze artists and
Yeah,
stuff.
yeah.
We came up, we checked it out, and we're in good shape. It's funny because the just independently, and do you talk about a connection? The aerialist, an extraordinary silk artist,
Wow.
aerialist, Zoe. It just so happens that her step grandmother is one of the founders of Shakespeare and Company.
Really?
Chance,
Yeah.
by chance, Pedro.
Wow.
I have this. We're sitting in the office. He goes, "I have an amazing aerialist. You're going to be blown away by this person." And I'm like, "Great!" And he said her name, and then one of my coworkers, who's been here with from the beginning, is like, "That's Cecil's step granddaughter." And I'm like, "You are
Wow.
kidding!" So all those little connections.
Yeah.
And,
Well, I'm a person of faith, but I yesterday tell them what happened yesterday. But then this is truly, truly providential.
oh yeah, I was like, I gotta give Bill a call. I'm reaching to so we can have a chat about this. I'm reaching to text him, and the
Yeah.
phone rings, and it's Bill. So
Wow.
it
Yeah.
was providential.
It really was because we read the article, and then of course, I'm 78 and I forgot where the article was. But then my wife, who's 78 too, is smarter than I am. She found it. But the it so excited me. But here was the thing. This is BCC week. This is, I mean, you can't it, there's so many things compressed. Jewish Film Festival, the whole film writers, playwriters. So providentially, a slot opened up for tomorrow morning
Wow, it's really great, Bill. I mean,
between Providence and
there's
Bill.
so much. There's so much going on now at this
Oh,
time of year in the Berkshires.
yeah.
The beauty of this circus is, it takes you to another place, but it's an hour long. Yeah, and it's the middle of the day. You could actually be at work, for your listeners to know. You could be at work, take a late lunch,
I
say you're going
can't.
to grab a sandwich, and you'd be back before anyone knew you were really gone.
Yeah.
So,
The Malcolm Knowles, who's supposed to the father of adult education, had a very profound statement that Bill Sturgeon, who is father of only Patrick Sturgeon, has and loosely translated, and basically it's this: the mind can only absorb what the behind can endure.
That
Good.
is true.
I shared that with a couple of men of the cloth.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because there's an hour and 33-minute bladder rule, and that's
Yeah.
why you see so many shows these days that are an hour and a half. And oftentimes, I'll give a director a show, and they'll be and I'm like, "Well, what's the length of the show?" You get in,
Yeah.
and I'm like, "Are you going to take an intermission?" And they're like, "Well, we don't know yet." I'm like, "Okay." So, 2 weeks in a rehearsal, I'll say, "What's the length of the show?" And they'll be like, "It's an hour 45." And I'm
Oh.
like, "Well, it's an hour 45, and you're taking an intermission
Yeah.
because, people just can't be they can't sit there in discomfort." So, but that's
No.
not the problem with this one.
And I think what this one too brings is a marriage between flying through the sky and blended with words.
Yeah. Yeah,
That makes
well,
any sense.
you'll see that a lot, and that the audience has that they'll have both the reaction to these incredible circus performances, but then they'll be able to see these Elizabethan actors,
Yeah.
kind of also reacting. So it works three ways because they get to hear the poetry, they get to see the reaction of the actors, they get to see have their own reaction to the
Sure.
circus, and then all of it together.
So I'm not a Shakespearean by no means at all, and
Me
I'm
either.
certain, yeah. So, and when Ellen and I got together and we're talking about doing Shakespeare, immediately Hamlet, Midsummer Night's Dream, Romeo and Juliet comes to mind, and I'm thinking, how are we gonna do Hamlet? How are we gonna do this? And the idea was, no, we're not gonna do that. However, when you come and see this blend of circus and Shakespeare, it's going to be invigorating. It's going to be inspirational. It's going to be you. If you've never been to Shakespeare before, after this show, you're going to come back and want to see Shakespeare again.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
And that's what I would like to always compliment Alan about. He's making Shakespeare real. And by bringing in the kiddos, right? They're starting at a younger age. They won't get discouraged about Shakespeare till they get to high school.
Yeah.
By then, they'll know all about it and be able to do it. And I don't know if you guys know, they run an educational program that I used to work with violent youthful offenders, and they run an education program that I would highly recommend to the courts, and I think you've been in the courts,
Yeah.
not you personally, but that's coming.
That's another
It's
story.
another story.
Yeah, that's another story. Because you have to show some of these kids there's another way of life,
Yeah.
and what they've done at Taconic High School, I can't tell you how many performances I've been to. And I'll share this, and because it's near and dear to my heart. I interviewed this young lady, 5, 6 years ago, and she was at Taconic, and she said, I said, so what are something? And she said, well, I'm here because of my friends. And I said, oh, why is that? She said, well, I was a wallflower. Her words, not mine. I was shy. I didn't want to get involved. I was always hesitant. I would come to school early so I didn't have to interact with it and go in the homeroom. That was never my issue. I spent a lot of time after school late because I got there late in the morning. Anyhow, but they talked her into being backstage first. Then they talked her into taking a on stage, not speaking part. And then their friends talked her into taking a speaking role. And she said, if it wasn't for that interaction at Shakespeare and Company at Taconic, I would have never been able to come on this program.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what you guys do as a labor of love, and you gotta love it, to keep going like you do, you're making the world a better place. And I
Well,
mean that.
nice of you to
Yeah,
say. I
thanks,
did
Bill.
run into someone the other day who said, I don't know, he was. He was in town somewhere. He said, if it hadn't been for the Fall Festival of Shakespeare, I definitely would have dropped out of high school.
Oh,
But
yeah.
every year I came back so that I could do Fall Festival of Shakespeare. And then once we'd finished the Shakespeare production at Thanksgiving, well, hell, all I had to do was get to June and I could
Yeah. Yeah.
have.
Downhill from here.
It's downhill from here. Just
Yeah.
hang on.
I've had
So.
that argument. I've had that argument with people, mostly politicians, that when the budgets get tight, they cut the performing arts, the band, glee club, all that, but
For
they
sure.
kept football. And for that's great. I mean, I played sports in high school. But what I wanted to say was, there's kiddos that this is their football. Shakespeare and Company is their football. The band is their football. And when you take that away, there's other places you can cut, trust me. And they've stopped that now. I go back to Dr. Eberwein and Dr. McCandless and Joe Curtis, and that when budgets were tight, they did not cut them. So thank you very much.
Great.
So let me run some, let
Yeah,
me just,
please. That's what I was just gonna.
we get up against the end of things. I want to run what the times are. So tomorrow is the 21st and of August. So our opening day tomorrow is at 2:30. And then on the Friday, we do another one at 2:30. On Saturday, we do an 11:30 a.m. And then on Sunday, we do an 11:30 a.m. as well. And then again on the 26th, which is Tuesday, we do a 2:30. We do a 2:30 on the 27th, Wednesday. We do a 2:30 on the 28th, which is Thursday. Same on Friday, the 29th. And then on Saturday, the 30th, we do 11:30 and 2:30. And then also on Sunday the 31st, 11:30 and 2:30. So there are lots of options for people to come see this. We hope people will turn out in force.
Can you send me a copy of that or email, and I'll put it up on my Facebooks.
Great, great.
People can also go to the website.
Shakespeare.org, and then it'll be up on the website. And there's also an opportunity to come back, because I've watched this show now in rehearsal several times, and I can't, once they start the show, I just can't walk away from it. I'm like, and I they're done listening to me give notes. They're like, and I don't give the circus, I'm not going to give the trapeze artist or the silk artist any, the aerialist any notes. I'm like, if you could fall faster from the ceiling, that would be helpful. Or the juggler, it's like, really, are you sure you can't do 12 rings instead of nine, or
The
how many?
trapeze artist asks you to come a little closer, don't. Because they're going to swing down and kick you right in the head.
That's right. That's right.
Larry, how did you get into clown work?
That's a good question.
So I went, I grew up in Connecticut. At 10 years old, I went to the Nehaven Coliseum on a school field trip. I saw Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey,
Nice.
and a light bulb went off in my head. I want to grow up and I want to be a clown in the circus. I had very supportive parents. And yeah, I just followed my dream, and here I am, still doing it. And I'm this show for me is kind of a career highlight in a sense. I've never done anything like this to combine the world of the circus and the world of Shakespeare. And like, we're in envy of these actors. They are really, Alan has assembled a team of phenomenal actors, and they're like in awe. Everything we do, they're just awestruck. It's a really great combo. For me, it's a very satisfying show to do. So if it all ends at August 31st at our last show, this was a good one to go out on.
We'll
I'll
be
tell you,
right back.
see
I
you
want to
later,
go into
Hire.
that a little further when we come back from the break, because I think, I'm trying to marry this with circus that I loved, Shakespeare, but also remembering what he did, the guy with the baseball cap. Alan Barrows, his name is, or so he says. But when Shakespeare, when he first told me, "Shake up Shakespeare, come on, you'll enjoy it." I went, "Oh, geez."
Jeez, what's he dragging me to now?
Yeah. And I have to tell you, this is kind of the same genre in that, and I said it once, I know, but when you get to be my age, 78, you can repeat yourself too. It's making Shakespeare real. I think for so many years it was a classic. No, it was Shakespeare. If you really un I think he's a Shakespearean scholar. I just want this stuff. But if you think about it, he was a man of the people. He was for the people.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Even his plays, I mean, he could have got him killed, some of them,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So we got to take a break or I'll be in trouble again
All right.
or still. This is WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial. We are simulcasting on channel 1301 PCTV Spectrum Cable. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There's more, and I'll tell you. Get the dates. I'm gonna have a couple more times with the dates and the times with Alan's gonna give them to us. Write them down and get your kiddos or your grandkids something other than this.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
You're holding up a phone.
put
For
the phone down.
the listeners, we gotta tell them.
Holding up a oh yeah, for the phone. Sorry about that, listeners.
Yeah,
But seriously, all kidding aside, this will be such a wonderful experience, and kids will remember it forever. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you can show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBR-FM, for the love of radio.
Living Recovery is a peer recovery support center located in downtown Pittsfield. We welcome all who have struggled with addiction or those affected by another's addiction.
What have you learned while being involved at Living in Recovery?
I can own my own recovery path.
What has been your experience at Living in Recovery?
It's a family.
What keeps you coming back to Living in Recovery?
The live events.
For more information on Living in Recovery, visit our website, livingrecoverypittsfield.org, or phone us at 413-570-8243.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
We are back. Folks, if you're just tuning, you've missed a wonderful half hour. I'm here with Alan Barrow, Shakespeare and Company, and they're doing a wonderful collaboration of Shakespeare, right, and the circus and the bard.
Yeah. Here it is.
Circus and the barn.
Yeah.
It's the. I'm so happy I can get them on before it starts so we can really promote it, because What a blend. And it was funny because just now I was talking with, he'll be back in a minute, with one of the co-workers.
Pedro, yeah.
Pedro. He's from Cape Town, South Africa. And I was there in South Africa during the Mandela transition. So, and I was in Cape Town, which I absolutely love. Wow. So, Alan, for the new audience, it just, you know, it's a morning show. People are in and out.
Sure.
Recap how you thought of this.
Completely accidentally. you know, I'm always looking for new ways to reinvent how we take on Shakespeare. And this was because I encountered this circus down in Sarasota. And I was just totally blown away by it. And I thought, well, you know, the thing about Shakespearean characters is, you know, they often know how to express that sense of wonder and amazement.
Yeah. Yep.
Always looking for how to make sense of life. And these circus performers are, they're so expert at what they do.
Oh, they have to be, yeah.
That you just, it's the sheer physical nature of what they do that you just kind of can't even, you can't even really believe it when you're watching.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, there's some, you know, there's some death defying acts out there. Oh. And so and then so just to match that, we threw in a broadsword fight. It's like, oh yeah, we have the ability to get hurt too if we
and Shakespeare, we're Shakespeare people, we're not sissies, get the big swords,
right? You know, part of our mission statement for years, I can't remember if we took it out or not, but it talked about us Shakespearean actors having physical prowess. And then we all got to the age where I was like, huh, you know, we should probably take that physical prowess line out of there, because I don't know how proud we are, you know. Pedro and I just started talking, and then the stars didn't align for this last year. I should point out that some of you, if this is all sounds familiar, is that you saw Pedro and his company come up, and they were in the Lenox Memorial High School auditorium in the Duffin, right? So that, but that was by default. Now, you know, the Packer Playhouse, the beauty of this is it's a very intimate space. Yeah. So a lot of this stuff that normally you would see in a big, open circus tent or whatever, it's really up close and personable. It is personable. Well, Chris is personable. it's just inches away from you. All this stuff is happening. So it's really, there's no trick. There's no real trickery. It's just straight up virtuosity. And that's why when the Shakespearean actors that I've hired to be part of the show, part of this Elizabethan troupe that's walking down, you can imagine, down a dirt road on their way to London, and then they come across the town. The actors themselves are actually expressing the amazement, but just have the verse to lean on. And of course, you know, you can't help but just be so admiring of who the circus artists are as individuals, because, you know, what people don't realize maybe is the level of commitment and dedication that it takes that goes well beyond what happens when the bright lights come up. I mean, the amount of discipline and rigor that goes into getting these moments to transport people, it's just tireless, you know. And they're really dedicated artists, and I don't know, it's been a real honor to be part of this. So,
and one of the hardest jobs from I interviewed a clown many years ago was being a circus clown, and it's very physical.
Well, I'll tell you, coming into this show, I was a little nervous about it because I do my clown thing, and I've been doing it for a while. But then Pedro handed me a script with, because I'm sort of the thread to help connect the circus to the Elizabethans. And I was like, mamma mia, now all these Shakespearean lines. And I was like, send me back to clown school.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm ready to hire Chris as a Shakespearean actor.
Yeah.
And what, because he's gotten to that point where, you know, Chris will say a Shakespearean line and be like, "Is that all right?" I'm like, "Yeah, actually, that's perfect."
Yeah, I think, don't you think, and you're in your trade. I've been to several. Sometimes I think people are too immersed in it.
To immerse in what?
In what Shakespeare or they're interpreting how it should be said, what Shakespeare wrote,
Oh,
rather
I'm
than
glad
just
you
say.
said that. Yeah, because, you know, oftentimes people say that they think that they know what Shakespeare was trying to say. And I'm like, really? You know, so they're like, "Oh, you, this is what this line means." Does it? Oh, that's what that line means, huh? How about if I say it this way? They're like, "Well, that's not what he meant." I'm like, "Oh, well, I'm glad you buried you know, yourself in his grave to check." But you know, I think that you know, I think that there's always it's like clay, you know, the language. It's like before it hardens, of course. And so it's like, you know, it's you can work it any number of ways, and it can be interpreted any number of ways. And everyone likes to be an expert. I don't like being an expert because that comes with a sense of accountability. Then you got it.
A good point.
Someone says you're an expert, you're like, "Ooh, now I gotta really be an expert. I'd rather be just some guy knocking around." And I think Shakespeare felt the same way. You know, when he was writing his plays, he was just writing them as fast as he could because of the demand, you know, that people were showing up and they had their,
But who were those people?
yeah, they
Your
were,
Joe and Mary Sixpack.
that's right.
Joe and
That's
Mary, at it again.
right.
Well,
Heading
but
down to the old globe.
yeah, I mean, I can remember, and I won't get into too much detail, going into a play, and I had a tie and a sport coat, and I was underdressed. You know, and I thought, is this what you people think it's about? I mean, because this guy used to do stuff out in the fields, so. You
I
know,
mean,
I actually toured his house in what is it?
Bradford?
On the what is it, Stratford on the Thames or whatever,
Stratford upon Avon,
upon Avon. When I was stationed in the UK, I went there to see. And what I can remember was how short the doors were, because I'm not. They're not hiring me for the NBA, so you know.
you know, they ate when they could and when they could find it. But I can tell you know, there's been this recent thing that's come out because at his place up in Stratford, people always assume that he left his wife and kids up in Stratford. And it turns out there may be evidence recently that she went down to London for a time and was taking care of some of his business. Excuse me. Oh, there we go.
That's
I'm sure
good.
your listeners enjoyed that sneeze.
Well, we did. Thank you for God bless. But going back to you're the kind of the conduit. They love that word. When I hear conduit, I think of an electrician, but other people. You're the conduit between the actors and the Shakespeare and the whole. You got a big role, dude.
I have some big shoes to fill. That's why they got a clown. I love it. I mean, it's like I come in, I don't really know much about Shakespeare. I've got a big Shakespeare book I'm reading up on all of his plays. It's hot off the presses, and it just slowly all comes to life, and it's like what I'm reading is coming to life and bringing these Elizabethans and the Syracusians, as Alan has named us, together. And
Pedro, you're not going to be able to deal with him when he leaves here. I mean, he's using words that are that long, for
My
God's sake. Come on.
vocabulary has doubled. I know six
You're gonna
words
lose your clown card. You're gonna lose your clown card if you keep that
now.
up. But if you would be so happy, proud to tell me the times again.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right,
So,
folks. So we're gonna do it
all right,
this
everybody,
time and one more time.
get your pencils out. Tomorrow is opening at 2:30.
And
That's the 21st.
1 hour show.
One hour show.
Perfect. Thanks,
And then
Pedro.
And then also tomorrow at 2:30 in the afternoon, which means you get out at 3:30. And then Saturday, the 23rd at 11:30 a.m. And Sunday, the 24th at 11:30 a.m. And then again on Tuesday, the 26th at 2:30. Wednesday, the 27th at 2:30. The same on Thursday, the 28th and the 29th, 2:30. Wow. And then Saturday again on the 30th at 11:30 and 2:30. The 31st at 11:30 and 2:30. So you have lots of opportunities to see it. What I was going to say earlier is you'll probably want to come back. So see it early and then come back and see it again. It's because you can miss a lot. And I'll tell you what you don't miss, you probably want to see again. Yeah. If nothing else, to figure out how they do some of this stuff. I mean, there is a quick change routine. You know, a lot of these routines that they do have their own industry. Isn't that right? Like there's a quick change industry. And, you know, obviously we know that there's a clown industry and an aerialist industry, but I didn't know that there was a quick change industry.
Not me either.
Yeah. So there's a whole.
I'm going to send my wife to that school.
Right. Yeah. Make you go broke. But I, you know, so that what they pull off is mind boggling. So, you know, in terms of the quick change artistry.
Yeah.
And people are going to want to come back and say, I'm going to be able to figure that out, how they do that. And I haven't figured it out. So,
and bring the kids, please bring the kids, because as I said in the show before, and I'll say it again, the world is kind of a kerfuffle place today. There's a lot of negativity. And if you come and Ellen will tell you, this is my thing. If you're going to go to Shakespeare and Company or any live or any performance, then take up all your cares and worries, put them in a little bag, put a nice little bow on, and leave it outside the door. Trust me, no one will pick it up and solve all your problems and create all your. When you come back out, that little bag will be there, but you'll be more relaxed and a better person for what you've just experienced.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do it myself. And I got 1,000 things going on in my mind, most of which I forget, but they're still going on, you know.
One at a time.
You got to be my age. That's why they gave you that thong on the car. You can find your car.
But, you know, it's interesting. I want, I've said to you before, the first thing I don't want people to do when they leave our theater is to say, where's my car?
Oh, no.
Like, and that's all they have to say. And then that, you know, like, we like our shows to feel like people that something has shifted in their lives. But I do want to say before I forget, I want to talk about Pedro's, you know, generosity of spirit to come up here and trust, bringing all these people who trust him. You know, I mean, a lot of these folks, they didn't even know where this world existed on this side of the friendly sign. And let alone coming from all over the world, all over the country, and saying, and they took Pedro at his word, and that it would be welcoming. Now, Pedro and I, you know, we're both artistic directors of these organizations. So we kind of know how we think things can work, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Working. So we've been collaborating, and it's a testament to Pedro's generosity. One, that he puts up with me, but you know, we both have very strong opinions about the way things have gone. Collaborations are not a slam dunk. You know what I mean? Like when you get together and you're going to work with someone, it's not automatic that it's not going to be a bumpy ride. You're going to have creative differences. You're going to have debates. And it's just a testament to Pedro's professionalism that no matter how much we may have disagreed on the way certain things, certain moments may have worked, he always approached it with a sense of humor and selflessness. And I, you know, I just, that's the way of the world going forward. That's how we're all going to survive. And, you know, I have several collaborations going on the property this year. this summer as a way of us bringing the world in and also moving the ball down the field. And nothing has been as much fun as working with Pedro on this.
And you know, it's, say it again, it's visionary. It's, you know, it's, I've known Alan now for too long, but I've been barred from Lennox because I told people that I know Alan, and I said, what do you mean? The guy can't even spell his name right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, and I said this about him, and I'll say it again. And Pedro, you've got to be the same way to have bought into this. You're visionaries. You know, it's not just the same old thing. In all the performers, I'm sure that the trapeze artist never performs the same act twice. Now, they may be on the same bar at the same height, but every act is a little bit different. Same with live theater. It's never the same. You can see it once. And I've done this, gone to one show and said, oh, that was great. I got to go back. And then what did I spend my money for? You know, when you bring what you guys are doing, and I thank you for saying that, because collaboration, I wish I'd see more of it across the board.
Yeah,
sure.
You know, the title of our station is Pittsfield Community Television, Pittsfield Community Radio. And I've had people on this show that I wouldn't have a beer with a gun to my head. But they had a right to be on the show. And here's my philosophy. My philosophy is this. It's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to be disagreeable.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, I've had people I totally disagree, but they have the right to be on this show and voice their opinion.
Yeah.
Sure.
And that's why Alan's on. No.
<Ba-dum-bum>.
Yeah. Let's do the times one more. I know it's boring for you guys.
No, believe me.
This is a morning show. People are in and out. They're in their car. They're out of the car. They're driving. And
tomorrow is Thursday the 21st, 2:30, opening day. And then Friday, 2:30, Saturday, 11:30 a.m.
Only.
I mean, yeah, 11:30 a.m. this Saturday, the 23rd. You can still be caffeinated. You can have my third cup of coffee. The 24th on
11 a.m. I had 3 by 7.
11:30 a.m. And then the 26th, which is Tuesday, 2:30. Wednesday, 2:30. Thursday, the 28th, 2:30. The 29th, 2:30. The 30th, Saturday, 11:30 and 2:30. Sunday, the 31st, 11:30 and 2:30. And then we'll be closed and sad to see it go. I can tell you. I already get a little verklempt just thinking about this thing ending, and we haven't even started it yet. So there's going to be a lot of love flying. So,
and as Alan said, come first, don't procrastinate, get on the phone right now, call down, go on the box office, whatever, Shakespeare and Company,
Lennox, Shakespeare.org. Yeah.
Berkshire.
Shakespeare.org, 413-637-3353 is the box office number, 413-637-3353. And they'll take care of you. We got a great front of house.
Well, I got to tell you, they got a great group of people there. They really do. And I've told Alan this off air that they're just spectacular. I don't know where they found them. They're spectacular. But here's the piece. Alan is saying so many people see it once, they want to come back. So see it early. Don't wait till the last day, because you can come back for the second or third time the last day. Yep. So, and you know, as I said earlier in the show to Alan, it's been providential that a space opened up when it did, how it did. It's just amazing. And yeah. I want to thank Pedro. Thank you for your visionary and for you not being afraid to open up your world.
I think that the respect goes two ways, right? Shakespeare and the circus, and embracing each other and sharing each other's art forms, both knowing that Shakespeare, you know, struggling for an audience, circus struggling for an audience, and coming together, we build the audience together. And so there's a bright future for everybody. And seeing the show, I can promise you that it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, and I think we should also give a nod to Robin Eldridge,
totally,
who brought Pedro and I together, because she, she's one of the producers, one of the co-creators on this, as we wrote the script. And Robin said, "I see you guys, as difficult as you are as human beings, being able to work with each other." And so she brought us together, and she couldn't be on the show today, but we tried to get her on, but she said, "No, you guys just go out there and make fools of yourselves." And
she said, "I want to be on the show with the old fat bald guy." Okay, I don't mind. A lot of people call me
that guy. Yeah.
I want to thank you guys for coming on. I want to thank you for the effort and the vision you've put into this, because hopefully this will catch on, and other people will open their eyes and a minute, these two things can marry together to be a wonderful, entertaining, you know, time. And in a world that's just kind of tense.
Yeah.
And I applaud you, and I don't want you to take this as a threat, but right, I will be there. Alan sometimes informs the local chief of police that I'm in town, and he waits for my car, and then he tells me I have to be gone before dark. So
it is true. I make sure I write down your VIN number.
You know, Pignatelli used to get me a passport, but now he's no longer in power. So there you go. I thank you so much for coming on. I do this to every time I close a show because I mean it. God bless. And today, please, try to lift somebody's burden. Make them smile. Make them laugh. Help them out. Don't put them down. Because we're all in this together. And believe it or not, we need each other. Gentlemen, it's been my pleasure having you. And like I said, Larry, don't worry. I'll be the guy going, "Hey, Larry, what's up?" And then you can.
It'll be ready for you.
Alan, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
A pleasure to meet you, sir. Really and truly. And sometime if we meet, hook up, we'll talk about my experiences in Cape Town. Yeah, we won't go there. All right, so Pedro, thanks, man. And thank you for doing this. It took courage on both of your parts.
Right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.